This is HPR episode 2002 entitled, Just Got a Raspberry Pi Zero. It is hosted by Swift110 and is about 14 minutes long. The summary is, excited about having a Raspberry Pi Zero.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is Swift110, and I thought I'd talk about how I got a brand new acquisition, the Raspberry Pi Zero. Got it about 2 weeks ago from Micro Center. What happened was I was there to get a brand new laptop adapter so that I could continue to charge it, my second one, because I had one that died. So I was in Micro Center. I found one for a very good price, and so while I was there, somehow it popped in my head that it wouldn't hurt to try to get maybe a Raspberry Pi Zero. It's a possibility, it wouldn't really hurt anything. So let me ask about the Raspberry Pi Zero. I was really expecting them to say that it wasn't in stock. I was waiting for the last minute to be like, sir, we looked around and just, we don't have any at this time. But to my surprise, I was able to get it that day. Problem was, I didn't have everything that needed to go along with it with regards to accessories. Make it clear, when you're talking about the Raspberry Pi Zero, you aren't able to use the standard size cables. I'll give you a case in point with the HDMI. Can't use a regular HDMI directly into the device. It has to be a mini HDMI, because that's the interface. They had to shrink the ports on the Raspberry Pi Zero so that they could accommodate it on a smaller board and to also keep the price down lower. I already had a USB cable. I got several of those. I already had an OTG USB cable. I already have 5-volt USB adapters to plug the USB cable in. So those were things that just really wouldn't be an issue, to be honest with you. Especially when I have more than one USB cable anyway. The main thing that I needed was the hub and the Raspberry Pi Zero. I needed the case for it as well. So what happened was, just last night, happened to be with one of my good friends, and we went to Micro Center. He needed something. I forgot what it was he was trying to get. Oh, he was getting another hard drive for his MacBook Pro. And so while I was there, I figured I'd go ahead and pick up a case. I didn't have a whole lot of money on me at the time, so pretty much got what I could, and then figured I'd just go to Micro Center the following day, which happens to be today, Saturday. And, well, it happens to be today. By the time you listen to this, it won't be Saturday, because it'll get posted, but you won't hear it till later this week, so the following week. So anyway, today, just got back from Micro Center. And what I purchased was actually a micro SD. It also came with a micro SD adapter. I was able to get a 32 gigabyte micro SD card, and that ran me about $9. Initially, I was going to get an 8, but why not go ahead and get a 32? It's not very much more in price, and plus it'll last longer. Apparently, it's similar to the concept like with an SSD, where if you get a larger storage space, that you have better longevity, you have more room to mess around with. And so getting the 32 gig micro SD card seemed to be a very good idea. I spoke to some folks on IRC and specifically the Raspberry Pi channel on Freenode, and I got a lot of help from them, as well as Hypno. He shows up in my channel at times, and I just really appreciated this. Now, my channel on Freenode is For the Nerds. I thought it was an appropriate channel name, so that's cool. And it's not to indicate a measure of eliteness or anything, like we're all a bunch of know-it-alls, but growing up, I was called a nerd as a way to make fun of me. But now I embrace the term nerd as being a compliment. So thank you very much to everybody who ridiculed me going, especially through middle school. I digress. So I was able to pick up 32 gig micro SD card, complete with the adapter. That was $9 on sale from $15. The company that makes it is MTech. And it says up to 45 MB per second, megabytes per second, whatever that means. And so I also was able to pick up a 4-port hub with USB 2. That was $5. That's made by a company called Inland, which I assume is like a bargain brand. I already have a USB, a micro USB cord, like the kind you'd use in cell phones, whatnot. Those are ubiquitous nowadays, so that's easy. They're everywhere. Go to 7-Eleven, pick them up, convenience stores, pick up USB cables. All of that is already available, so it worked out really good. The OTG cord, I already had that months ago from when I was thinking I could perhaps plug it into my cell phone. I was going to plug it into my cell phone and use the keyboard for when I use IRC on my phone, but that proved to not be something that was going to work, so I'm glad I had this cable. That comes in handy. Ironically enough, I have this 5-volt Apple, see if I can read it, it's a 5-volt wall plug for Apple devices, especially like an iPhone. You can use it with an iPad, but it would take forever. Let me get back to the point of what we're talking about today. Now, my buddy also gave me this mini HDMI cable, which is really the hardest piece to find, the more expensive part. And of course, I already have the Pi Zero. And as mentioned last night, I picked up a nice little case for it, although I wouldn't really call it a case per se. It doesn't completely go around the device, actually. What it does is it protects it, but leaves area to add what is called a hat to the Raspberry Pi Zero. It has a cute little flower design on the top of it, and it's made of acrylic. So I got an acrylic case for it. Nothing particularly fancy. It cost me $5. And it's okay. I transported the Raspberry Pi Zero in the original little baggie that it came in the first place, because I wanted to keep it protected and safe while I'm traveling, so I thought that would be a good idea. And I'm actually going to go ahead and take some pictures here. I'll take the first picture with the Raspberry Pi actually all the way in the bag. You probably hear me opening it because I took it out. Actually, I already have pictures of it in the bag, so how about I put that aside and just do it with the case. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and take a picture, remove my phone out of the way, go ahead and take a picture of my setup here, and you'll be able to better tell how this is all going. That'll be in the show notes, by the way. I'm practicing getting better with those, so hopefully we'll work out better that way. And we've got a happy family here. I can probably move these things over so that they look like they know each other. Might as well get acquainted, because they're all going to be very useful. So here's my setup. Very useful. Hopefully you're able to hear me pretty good. I'm in a Whole Foods. It just happened to be a convenient time to go ahead and sit down, use the Wi-Fi, grab a bite to eat while I'm here. So I thought that would be something that would be enjoyable. If I need to, I will re-record. Hopefully I won't have to. But pretty much all the ingredients I have are available based on my current level of understanding, which I admit isn't very much. I have been doing some reading, but sometimes it takes me a little bit to understand what goes on, to make sense of it. Right now you hear me opening up the four-quart hub. So in a sense, I guess this is an unboxing as well. Not exactly a video, although I probably could do that. So I took out the four-quart hub, because all that packaging is unnecessary. I'm going to go ahead and put that to the side. Now I'm going to open up the SD card. Hopefully it's not too noisy. I'll see how this comes out. And if I have to redo it, then I'll just redo it. And people, you know, they're going to do what they do. So it's okay. But hopefully nobody approaches me and starts asking questions, because I pretty much look like I'm talking to myself right now. People aren't used to technology, so it just is what it is. I remember when I first started seeing people on Bluetooth, I was like, wow, everybody's talking to themselves nowadays. But it is what it is, so no problem. Everybody seems to have to go to the bathroom right now. I guess it's just that time. But trying to figure out how to get this thing open. Opening up the packaging for the SD card itself. I could be more rough with it. Get it over with. I don't want to break it. I just bought the thing. And I don't want to go all the way back to Micro Center, because it's a good distance from me. Okay, so that's out of the case. And I'm pretty much going to get on my laptop, I'm going to do some reading, get some more instructions, and I'm going to set everything up. So once I finish setting everything up, then I'll get back on and I'll do part two of this particular recording. This will be in parts, where I will discuss my experience with the Raspberry Pi Zero. So expect more things from me in the very near future regarding specifically the Raspberry Pi Zero, and other things are coming up as well. Also, please remember to go to my blog, my personal blog. If you go to Anthony Venable 110, pretty much if you put that up, you'll be able to get to my blog. But I'll give you the address in the show notes to make that a little easier for you. Also, I'll go ahead and give it to you verbally. http://// Anthony Venable. And Venable is spelled V as in Victor, E, N as in Navy, A, B as in boy, L, E, 110.wordpress.com. So I'm definitely on WordPress. Hopefully you'll get to my blog, check me out, comment on my stuff, and go from there. Look forward to hearing from you guys, and I hope you all have a fantastic rest of your evening. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.